It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:30 here at KMOX. It's time to talk to Slew Chaffetz School of Business Professor Jerome Katz, our KMOX business analyst. Good morning, Jerry.
Hi there.
You're talking about a pair of big votes this week. Let's start with Boeing workers who decided to end their strike. They did get a lot of what they asked for, but not all. Tell us the details.
Well, we've been talking about this for nearly half a year now. So the results were in. The package that they voted on was a 38% raise over 4 years. And the original demand was for 40%. So they pretty much got what they wanted there. They also got a hike in their contribution to 401ks of $12,000. Or they can even take it as $7,000 cash bonus now and $5,000 going into the 401k. So that was important because they were worried about the retirement. The one thing they didn't get was they wanted to get Boeing to replace, to return to the old pension model that they had, and Boeing did a hard no on that, especially the older workers. It's been 10 years since Boeing canceled those pensions or stopped contributing to the pensions. And a lot of the older workers are really upset about that still. But the rank and file voted almost 60% in favor of the new contract. And basically what's going to happen now is Boeing says they have to get rid of about 10% of their 170,000 workers. And how many of these workers who just signed the contract are going to be laid off is totally uncertain at the moment. And there's a question when problems come up, given some lingering bad blood because of the pension issue, how will things work out? But the strike is over. And of course, with this, there are going to be more stories to come.
Let's talk about Americans voting with their feet after this election. What's happening there?
Well put. A study came out this week of American millionaires, of all people, and what they were asking were those millionaires' plans for staying in the U.S. or leaving. And what came up was 53% of the millionaires overall, and actually 10% more of the young millionaires, were saying that they were at least going to think about getting a second passport, basically a citizenship in another country. How do you do that? Well, we recognize the name Harlan Crow. He is a person associated with Justice Clarence Thomas. And for example, he bought a citizenship in St. Kitts and Nevis, the Caribbean country. And he did that by paying $250,000, investing $250,000 in the island with a promise of having the money there for 7 years. It turns out that there are all sorts of people with dual citizenship. If you think about it, Tom Hanks, believe it or not, is a citizen of both the U.S. and Greece. Sandra Bullock, the U.S. and Germany. Angelina Jolie has dual citizenship from a royal decree in Cambodia. And there are people with triple citizenship. Think Elon Musk, South Africa and Canada from his parents, and U.S. citizenship. So basically, there are all these folks that are thinking about ways to become a citizen somewhere else. By the way, how do people in the citizens, current citizens of those countries that Americans are flocking to, feel about it? They're not all happy. For example, Italy is one of the countries that lets you buy citizenship or get one if you have Italian parents. And the country just doubled the amount they're charging, the tax they're charging, to foreign based residents who live in Italy. So there's a lot of pushback from that, but there are opportunities. By the way, if you have foreign-born parents, some of the countries you could claim citizenship in are Ireland, Ghana, India, Poland, Israel, France. So there are several opportunities to become a citizen of more than one country.
Well, Jerry, I guess you and I will stay here and work on American democracy then.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Thank you so much. That is KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz. He's with the SLU Chaffetz School of Business, joining us this morning on KMOX.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.